From Tribune Tower, Chicago, this is Cap'n Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
Everyone has to do their job.
I don't mind them as a coach.
Who can set the court on fire?
Only the Bulls.
Keep us burning with desire.
Only the Bulls.
Who can bring another title here?
All right, welcome back. Cap'n Haw on WGN Plus and CSN Monday through Friday, 9 to noon.
Dancing optional.
Only the one and only.
I'm just glad you're sitting down rather than standing up.
All right.
Betting the Bulls job is not vacant. Neither is Tom Thibodeau's yet.
How about
yet.
Double? Can I get that gig?
What's double?
Isn't that the guy in the furry bull suit?
I thought that was Benny.
No, they have Benny, but they have double too.
Oh, I am not familiar with that mascot. I'm making my way around the mascots one at a time. Benny and I are good now. We're tight.
You're cool?
Yeah, we're cool.
You know who I'm tight with? Nice Tommy guy. Hawk.
I thought you were tight with Clark.
No, I've never met Clark.
You never met Clark? Not that you know of.
Mascot without pants, not that you know. Staying away.
I was going to say, if you're that close to him, get him some pants.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Need some pants.
So what are the Bulls going to do?
Well,
here's the thing. Are you really going to – do you buy into this notion that they are that spiteful – that they're going to wait until every job is filled and then fire Tom Thibodeau?
Oh, I don't know. Jesus.
Do you think that...
Look, the relationship is beyond repair.
I have to tell you, though, Cap, I mean, knowing John Paxson, and this would have to be his call, right? I mean, this would be above Gar Forman even if you're going to wait that long. Is he that spiteful?
Well,
is it that bad?
Okay. Both writers today, I'll take both of them and talk about it. Joe Colley. Player to Joe Colley, exclusive. Front office trashed Thibodeau on exit interviews. If that's true, and I have no reason to doubt it, he's gone, dude.
Open season on Tom Thibodeau?
Open season.
Well, what does that mean? They are talking about the way that they, you know, the minutes he played them. I don't know. I think sometimes I don't want to diminish the rift or that the tension that exists there, but it's definitely overstated at times too.
According to one Bulls player, exit interviews last week between the players and the front office turned into, quote, open season on Thibs. Upper management apparently had no problem making its displeasure with Coach Tom Thibodeau known by its line of questioning and the discussions it had with the players. I'd be shocked if Thibs is back, the player said. It hasn't stopped there either. According to a league source, Thibodeau thinks the Bulls do all they can to make sure he's not coaching in the NBA next season by letting the job vacancies fill up, then dismissing it with 2 years left on his deal. Okay, so what happens?
So play this out. So play that out.
Okay, so Orlando and... Denver.
Orlando is going to hire Scott Skiles, according to the reports.
Right. Orlando, Denver, New Orleans all fill their jobs. Minnesota, Flip Saunders says, I'm coming back. So there's nothing out there. They fire Thibs. We'll pay your money. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
Thibs lives in Chicago. He just travels around, maybe does a little media stuff, and waits. And all of a sudden...
He's 57 years old, right? Is he 57?
Is Thibs that old?
I think he's 57 years old. Do you really want to sit out a year right now at this stage of your career? You've waited so long.
He's put on weight, a lot of stress.
Okay.
You get a year to get healthy.
Okay. You want to work if you're a guy whose mantra is do your job. You want to work. If you're a workaholic, a year without basketball is a frightening possibility.
Yeah, he just turned 57.
Okay.
So let's assume that Thibs is out of work. Okay. And the Cleveland Cavaliers in July decide, you know what? The heck with it.
This July?
Yeah.
Like in a month and a half?
Yeah.
The NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers?
Yeah. And they go, you know what? David Blatt, thanks. Here's your
That's
money.
That's nonsense. You're not going to fire a coach that won an NBA title. You're not going to fire a coach that got to the NBA finals.
LeBron gets what LeBron wants. If he wants
to. Then LeBron's stupid.
I'm not disagreeing that David Blatt, if he
wins the
title.
I think David Blatt is assistant coach. I think that we saw during the Bulls series how maybe overmatched he can be. But you got to give a guy credit where credit is due. If they get to the NBA finals, which they are now.
Okay.
I don't know how you make that move.
Okay. Are you telling me that no other team in the NBA, nobody,
I'm not telling you that,
would look in July or August and go, you know what? I was thinking if we got off to a slow start, I'd make a change. I'm making it now. We're going after Thibodeau.
I wouldn't discount that. I think that's plausible. What's your point?
So if that's what the Bulls management allegedly wants to do is wait till the jobs dry up, then fire him, that is not a guarantee that he won't be patrolling someone's sideline in 2 months.
I know, but if you're the Bulls management, you are knowingly going down that road and consciously committing $9 million. $9 million. You're basically taking $9 million pile of money and you're torching it.
Right.
You're wasting it because you are so personally offended by the presence of this man who has won 65% of his games for you.
Correct.
Okay, that to me is unacceptable. Unacceptable, Brandon Marshall. Unacceptable. If I own this team and somebody's throwing $9 million away on a disagreement, a personal grudge, I cannot accept that.
And what if those...
You have a responsibility as a general manager and a vice president to not waste my money.
Okay, and what if the owner is in concert with Gar and Pax, and the three of them have come to the decision that the franchise is better off, in their opinion, without Tom Thibodeau and the messy nonsense that went on all season long?
You don't want to be in, that's fine too.
Then what a
sad... I'm in the circle. I love Thibs. You know that.
What a sad, sad state of affairs. And this is going to be, we talk about the type of kind of blemish that will last. This one will last. This one will last. If you're telling me that you're better off wasting $9 million on a coach to go away because you cannot possibly live with winning 65% of your basketball games with the roster that you have, and it's all about what? What did he do? Then I want to know, what did he do specifically? I want details. I want arrest reports. I want whatever it is that he did.
And what if they say to you, look,
he's just a bad guy, just a personal disagreement.
He's going to get a gig, whether it's later this summer or next year. We have offset language, so it's not going to cost us
$9
million.
Can you guarantee that? Can you guarantee that? You just said, guy may need some time off. He needs to lose some weight. He needs to take care of himself. Maybe he likes being idle once he's idle. Maybe he finds that this year off is a good idea. Maybe he thinks this year off is a good... My point is, you can guarantee nothing about Tom Thibodeau's employment future if you are the one that fires him. So you don't know that the offset language is going to be something that comes into play, because you can't guarantee he's going to have a job again at the moment you fire him, which is why you don't fire him. Because I don't know that I'm in the business of throwing away $9 million. I don't feel that comfortable about it, especially for a coach that I am better with than without.
But what if you believe it won't be $9 million?
Again, that's what my point is. If you believe that, it's folly. What are you basing it on? Cap, I believe I'm going to win the lottery tomorrow, so I'm going to go buy $100 worth of tickets.
Folly-ish, as, if that's a word, as Tom Thibodeau, seventh winning coach, getting another gig.
If you're so spiteful that you're firing this coach with 2 years left on his deal and you can't find a way, and it's that bad of a relationship, what is to say that Tom Thibodeau in turn isn't as spiteful and says, I'm not going to coach, so you can pay me to do nothing?
Yeah, I'm going to get healthy for 2 years.
I'm going to
do a little TV.
I'm going to go work at ESPN because, you know what, there's no offset language there. They're going to pay me $1 million to be their guy. And I'm going to take your $4.5 million and laugh
and
all the way to the bank.
And I don't have any minutes restrictions there.
Nah, 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 nah. You don't know that if you're Reinsdorf, mm-hmm. Paxson, or Foreman.
But if you're a franchise worth $1 billion or whatever the Bulls are worth.
Yeah.
What is freaking $9 million?
Okay. Then don't tell me that the luxury tax matters. Then go out and win a championship and stop crying about the luxury tax the next time that you don't want to sign a player to put you over the luxury tax. If you can throw away $9 million, you better win. And you better ignore the salary cap, Jerry Reinsdorf. Stop whining. If you're going to do this, then you better do that. Okay? That's what I'd say. It's ridiculous
Understood.
To me that this is really to the point where it is. You've got two people who were respected in the league on both sides, fine individuals, all of them. They're letting this personal difference get in the way of the professional success. I don't get it. I mean, everyone says the same thing, that they can't see Thibs coming back, and I understand that why. I just don't understand why they can't.
So you don't understand how it got to this point?
Yeah.
Okay, but look around everyday life, and you have beautiful woman, beautiful looking guy. He makes a good living. She makes a good living. They have beautiful kids. They got a great house, and they're getting divorced.
Sports. We're not talking about family life.
It's the same thing.
No, we're not.
It's relationships. It's the same exact thing.
Sport. You can't tell me on one hand sports is a bottom line industry and then use relationship dynamics to justify getting rid of a coach that wins. You cannot do that, Cap. It's incompatible logic, and I'm not going to stand for it. Stop. Just stop. It's a bottom line business. Winning is all that matters. Don't you know that, you stupid Hoosier? Okay, fine.
But
if it's bottom line logic, then you keep the best coach that you've ever had since Phil Jackson.
Okay, there.
You figure it out,
Mr. Man. I got something to combat you. You understood why Jim Harbaugh was forced out in San Francisco.
Harbaugh. Yeah.
It's the same exact set of circumstances.
I understand what happened. I think it's still foolhardy. Are you telling me that the clown they replaced him with, they're a better organization now? No, absolutely not.
I'm not saying
they're better off with the eccentric, drive players to the brink of insanity head coach that Jim Harbaugh was and is than they are with whoever clown replaced them.
James Tom Sula?
Come with some knuckles.
Yeah, come with it all. Jim Harbaugh makes you a team that's more likely to win the Super Bowl than Jim Tom Sula or whoever it is that replaced him. That's ridiculous to me. Ridiculous. See, people want to have it both ways. They want to be all big and macho. Sports is all about the bottom line. Just win, baby. Okay. Well, just win, baby. Give me your head coach, even if you can't get along with them. Don't tell me, personal feelings are getting in the way of us winning. Save it, Cap. All right, rant over.
If you're going to go to the face,
come with some knuckles.
If you're going to go to the face, come with some knuckles.
Let's get back to hockey. Hockey's a lot more pleasant to deal with.
All right, how about page two?
Oh, let's do page two. Let's talk about FIFA. Those crooks at FIFA.
Also, Joel Quenneville just moments ago said that David Runblad could be in the lineup tonight.
Could be.
Do your job.
Runblad and Comiskey?
And Matt Forte has showed up at OTAs. Wonder if he wants to talk to me.
Smart move.
Martellus Bennett? None.
Wonder if he wants to talk to Dave Kaplan, journalist.
That's it.
That's right. Are you a journalist? Well, yes, I am.
Yes,
Matt.
Sir. Yes,
when it suits me.
All right, then. Why don't you tell the truth? I do, Matt. Take a time out, DuPage. Dos. Page two, coming up.